Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
On Kelly. Miz kicks, delivers, and a tapper right back to Mizorowski on the mound. Runs halfway to the bag, runs all the way to the bag, and then flexes at the crowd after he gets the final out. The Miz, with an exciting third, puts up a zero. We go to the bottom of the third.
Leave the gun, take the cannoli, Mizorowski says. Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Joining us now on Brewers 360, the godfather of Racine, Vinny Rotino. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, we're doing pretty well, thank you.
Pretty good, actually.
Where do you even want to start?
Oh, man, what a start to the playoffs here for the Milwaukee Brewers. 2-0 now against our rivals. Oh, it couldn't get any sweeter right now, right? Got to finish it off. One more game.
So I think what's so spectacular, but what we all saw in game two was not only the offense doing things differently, just jacking three home runs, but the bullpen just being immaculate.
I didn't see that coming. I thought Quinn Priester was going to come in after Aaron Ashby, just because if you would have thrown Quinn Priester yesterday, then he could have came back if there was a need for a game five. But you know, they went all bullpen. It was really surprising. They planned it out. And look, I think Jacob Mizorowski was the big linchpin to that whole thing, for him to be able to get those bulk innings in the middle of the game. And that was surprising as well, because he had not been real trustworthy, quite frankly, in terms of throwing strikes. But think about this. If you get that version of Jacob Mizorowski throughout the playoffs, the Brewers all of a sudden could be kind of, you know, shot out of a cannon in terms of the favorite to win the whole thing, right? So if you get him that good all October long, the Brewers are going to be hard to stop.
Do you like him out of the pen, Vinny? Because, I mean, like, just describe what a difference and what a change of pace it would be if you're seeing 95, 94, 96, and then this cat comes in and drops 104 on you.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it out of the pen. The fact that he was able to get three innings, that's 12 outs. That's huge. That's absolutely huge for your team. It kind of puts the opposing team on their heels a little bit, kind of puts them in red light mode, just because you're not going to be able to do anything against the Miz when he is pounding 104.6 mile per hour fastballs or whatever he touched. It was, I had never seen a fastball that hard personally from a guy. It's like, oh my goodness. And yes, it's definitely a weapon out of the pen. He's got to throw strikes, and he did. He proved it, that he can do it on the biggest stage that he's ever been on, which was super impressive. And again, it's Murph pushing the right buttons, right? The fact that he had enough feel for him, for the player, and for what he was going to be able to do, that's just Pat Murphy to a T. And he showed confidence in him. He showed belief in him. And you could tell that the Miz took it out there on the mound.
Well, we continually are impressed anyway, Vinny, with how the front office and how the manager work to figure this out. According to Adam McKelvey, they had this plan put together weeks ago, what they were going to do in game two. Like, this was going to be the plan all along, to have Quinn Priester out there doing pregame warmups and to suggest that he was going to be the bulk guy and then not to use him at all. Like, I'm blown away at just the detail that they have gone into planning, prepping, and executing.
Yeah, no, and that's the advantage that you have for having the best record in all of baseball, is the fact that you can plan that out. I don't think they knew exactly who the opponent was going to be, but yeah, what a kind of wrench in the plan for the Chicago Cubs, just in terms of, you know, they had Michael Busch on the bench for two at-bats. Like, that's not ideal. That guy hit 34 home runs for you during the season, and so it was a cat and mouse game. It was a game of chess that clearly Matt Arnold, Pat Murphy, the rest of the front office, they won. and it was executed brilliantly. We didn't think it was going to be after Aaron Ashby gave up a three-run bomb in the first inning. but what a testament to this team to bounce back. They've been doing it all year long. Down 3-0 in the first, doesn't matter. They come back, and they just embody what this state embodies, right? Blue collar, never give up. I love it. It's been so much fun to watch, and hopefully they can keep this going throughout the month.
Brewers broadcaster Vinny Rotino is with us here on Brewers 360. All right, Vinny, take me in the mind of an athlete. Our clubhouse, the balance between, and I love asking this question because it's instructive to all of us who even continue to play sports. Like, how do you balance swagger and humility? Because, yes, anything can happen. Look at the 1982 Brewers. They were down 0-2 in the pennant race, right, to the Angels, and came back and won the thing and went on to the World Series. So is it possible that the Cubs come back and win? Yes. So you have to be humble, but at the same time also
step on the
neck. Maybe just walk right on in there and say we're world beaters. Like, how do they balance that now?
Yes. No, it's a great question. Great point. So you just feel the momentum of the first two games and take that into game three. Now you're going to be in front of a different, obviously different crowd. It's going to be a hostile crowd in Wrigley. But because they've got the momentum on their side, and momentum is real in baseball, it can be real from game to game. It can be real in game as well. And so they're going to take those first two wins, and they were pretty convincing wins. I mean, they showed the Cubs, hey, look, we're the class of this league, not only this division, but of this league. And so we're going to go ahead and play like it. And then it just sends a message to the other team. Like, and you could see Counts in the opposing dugout. He's a little worried, right? He's constantly taking off his hat, scratching his head, doesn't really have any answers for what's going on in the other dugout with the Milwaukee Brewers. And so, yeah, it's real. You definitely want to continue just to stay focused, but definitely feel that momentum, that swagger, whatever you want to call it. Feel that, use it to your advantage. But again, Murph has these guys just, it's so impressive to see Murphy do his thing as the manager. These guys follow his lead, and they know what's at stake. They know how to take care of business, and they've been doing it all year long. So, yeah, I would say ride that wave of swagger, of the momentum, because they can use that in the game three, and hopefully that's it. Just sweep them and move on.
Always good to talk to you, Vinny. Let's keep the ride going for another few weeks, eh?
For sure. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Here's the godfather of Racine, Vinny Rotino, on Brewers 360. Nice little change of pace there, don't you think, E?
Yes, I do.
8:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News.